But we begin today with the surprise gesture by the Pope this morning. Before he left Sydney, the Pope held an unscheduled mass with a small group of Australian victims of clerical sexual abuse. The Pope had been criticised for not making his weekend apology directly to abuse victims, and his media team said the Holy Father wanted to show his deep concern for those who suffered sexual abuse at the hands of the Church. But as Ashley Hall reports, some victims left off the invitation list say the Catholic Church has again failed its victims.
Pope Benedict XVI gave a final wave and a bow as he boarded his plane at Sydney Airport. His final message was to the thousands of pilgrims who'd also made long journeys to attend the week-long Catholic festival.
I thank them for coming. I thank them for their participation. And I pray that we'll have a safe journey home.
Earlier, the Pontiff had invited a number of victims of clerical sexual abuse to St Mary's Cathedral to celebrate morning mass with him. He then spent 30 minutes in a private meeting with two men and two women, all of them victims who'd been hand-picked by the Catholic Church's Professional Standards Office.
They found that, I think, a really healing experience for them.
Michael Salmon is the State Director of the Church's Professional Standards Office.
The Pope was wonderful. He's a very sensitive and very humble man. And I think they picked up on that sensitivity and that spirit of being humble.
How did you choose the people who would get to meet the Pope?
Well, the people that I've worked with through this office that I had a personal understanding of in terms of their case histories and... I was looking for people who had come, some distance in terms of that journey of healing, that were would not be uncomfortable at being at the Mass, because the Mass, of course, the very heart of the Catholic tradition, so there needed to be people who would be comfortable at being at Mass. People who... understood the significance of that they weren't just there in their own right, but had that depth to them to understand that they were representing other victims.
Anthony Jones recently reopened the wounds he says he suffered when he was sexually assaulted by a priest in 1982. Cardinal George Pell opened a new and independent investigation when Mr. Jones raised concerns about the Sydney Archbishop's handling of the case. But Anthony Jones has welcomed the Pope's general apology.
It's very important to speak to victims and to apologise to them personally, and so I congratulate him for doing that.
What would it mean to a victim of clerical sexual abuse to have an apology direct from the Pope?
Well, it's certainly an admission that wrong's been done. And I think that's very important to have that admission.
Mr. Jones says he didn't seek a personal meeting with the Pope because his case is under investigation again.
I feel a little sad, and I don't know whether the Church has closed their doors on me or whether they're going to be open to speak and to reach out and to heal, to apologise, to show compassion and justice. And so I wait in hope.
But Anthony Foster has been loudly campaigning for a private meeting with the Pontiff. His two daughters were repeatedly raped by a Melbourne priest. In the lead-up to World Youth Day, Mr. Foster called on the Church to offer victims of sexual abuse long-term support. He told ABC News Radio he wasn't invited to this morning's Mass.
It's not realistic to meet all victims, no, but I would think that it would have been quite realistic to at least give us the courtesy of telling us whether he was going to meet with us or not, and to certainly listen to our views so that we could help the Church move forward.
Mr. Foster was the person chosen to represent abuse victims by the support group Broken Rights. Chris McIsaac is the group spokeswoman.
I think if I was a PR expert, I would say to my client, go and find the person who's got the most to say, who's criticising you the most. Find out where that criticism comes from. Find out if it's genuine and deal with that person, and the rest will take care of itself. And this is what the Church don't seem to be able to do.
But Michael Salmon, the Director of the New South Wales Professional Standards Office, says the Church has done its best to soothe the wounds of sexual assault.
There'll always be, I think, people that don't necessarily feel... that it's work for them. I can understand that. But at the end of the day, it was always going to be a private, intimate mass. It was always going to be a limited number of people who would be at that.
And that's the director of the Catholic Church's Professional Standards Office in New South Wales, Michael Salmon, ending Ashley Hall's report.